For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
State to state, we got your Nittany Line update. It's a football discussion with Tom and Justin, so kick back and press play.
With former Penn State and NFL defensive back Justin King, I'm Tom Hanifin. This is State of State. This podcast is presented by BetOnline. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. State of State is presented by BetOnline. The game starts here. Are you looking for a higher potential return on your savings? Turn to our sponsor, Save. As an SEC-registered investment advisor, Save safely combines the best parts of saving and investing with its Market Savings program. Market Savings is a savings product that provides you with market returns instead of interest. The returns come from diversified investment portfolios based on your individual investment profile. The return from the investments is paid to you at the end of the selected investment term. But investing comes with risk, right? Well, with Save, your deposit is FDIC insured and never used for any investments. The current variable APYs are 9.07% for the one-year product and 7.9% for the five-year product. So what does this cost you? Well, Save only charges a fee when your investments make you money. To learn more or to sign up, visit joinsave.com/state. That's joinsave.com/state. The link to the website is in the description of this podcast. State of State invites you to join Save.
Joining us this week on State of State, he is now former Penn State cornerback Daquan Hardy, soon to be a part of the National Football League. Daquan, we have been singing your praises on this platform for years now, and I have been dying to get the chance to talk to you. I know you and Justin have a great relationship, but first of all, how are things going right now? You just wrapped up the combine. Congratulations on running a 4.38 40. Looked like it was very successful. How are you feeling right now?
I mean, I feel pretty good, and I'm a little bit happy about my performance at the combine. I wanted to run a little faster than what I did, but you know, at the end of the day, I was just blessed to have the opportunity to go showcase my skills.
Man, you honestly wound up in the top percentile of corners or people even run the 40. So you did just fine, man. You did a great job. Now that you have your time at Penn State behind you and you're looking forward to the NFL, what emotions are you feeling right now? Because this has got to be a really interesting stage in your life for you and your family.
Yeah, definitely. I'm like in the middle of the unknown right now because I ain't really, like, put too much pressure on myself and things like that. I'm just, I feel like it's all going to hit me, like, once I actually hear my name called and get that call.
It's been really wild for all of us as Penn State fans to watch your progression, Daquan, because so many fans get caught up in, like, who's the number one corner, who's the number two corner. And the thing that Justin has helped illuminate on this show is just how valuable you have been for Penn State football as that slot corner, that nickel corner, but also being able to play all of those types of positions. Now that you're advancing to the National Football League, what have been the discussions amongst your camp in terms of, like, hey, what's the best situation for you altogether? What position? Or are you just prepared to do everything?
Yeah, I'm pretty much prepared to do everything. Like, when I talk to scouts and coaches and stuff, I tell them I feel like personally I could play anywhere in the back end, like for as far as in the corner, safety, nickel. And I also tell them my value on special teams as well as a returner. Also the other positions like the gunner and, you know, they call it the vice when you run down on punt. So I tell them I could do it everything.
You flashed on special teams this year. You certainly did everything. And you flashed on special teams for years now, but especially this past year, punt return game was outstanding. Can you explain to the lay fan the responsibilities of a nickel corner? Because I don't think the average fan really comprehends the complexities of the position. Like, what's your checklist in your brain when you get out there for that position?
It's definitely one of the most tougher positions on the defensive side. I say, you know, when I go out there, you know, you got to be alert for the running back, you know, the run game. You know, you're guarding probably one of the most shiftiest guys on their squad. So you got to be on your P's and Q's when it comes to the pass game. And, you know, you just got to be able to, you know, support your corners, the safeties. So it's definitely a lot in that position.
Justin, as someone who's played the position both at Penn State and the National Football League, what's been your thought process on Daquan's performance? You and I have talked about it a lot on the show, but I know you're a big fan of what Daquan can do.
Yeah, man, congratulations. It's a great career, obviously. Performance at the combine. But, you know, I just actually posted a story on my Instagram about Day-Day's recruiting process, because, like, it goes back there, and when you talk about, like, the development process where you get emotionally attached to guys and just see, like, the things that they go through, whether it's adversity, right? Because, and then now, like, you know, the recruiting process is very nuanced. Got NIL, it's tough. And when Day-Day was coming out, he was an undersized defensive back. So, like, even with him molding into the return specialist, the nickel back, and all these different types of things, you saw traits of that when he was coming out of high school. Very dynamic, you know, ran 4.4 coming as a junior. I mean, he's picking off everything, cribbing everything from a receiver standpoint. Just an extremely dynamic football player. But the one question mark was always his size. But, like, his football acumen, his speed, his explosiveness was always top tier. And then we just had, like, a football player. Like, he wasn't just, like, a fast guy running around. He was a football player that made plays. So his recruiting process was really a true process, to where he, like, got an offer. He went through the process. It was disappointing all the way to the end. And he stayed in it. And then you see what he got to Penn State, earn a spot, even with, like, the depth that we have at Lockdown U, and make a name for not only himself, but, like, the position, to where he's not there. It is a noticeable thing. And so to, like, bring himself up, seeing him from a high school recruit all the way to Penn State, his story career, now going off to the NFL. I mean, I'm a fan, so much respect. You know,
I appreciate that.
Daquan, what's the conversation been with yourself and Kalen King and Johnny Dixon all going into the NFL draft at the same time?
You know, I feel like the connection with us three is just so strong. You could add Joey in there as well. We always just push each other, you know, just we want the best for each other. So, you know, we always just, you know, tell each other the good, the bad, the indifferent. So we always on each other's back for sure.
So, like, Dave, now you're going through this second, essentially, evaluation process, getting ready for the NFL. I know I was going through it from the standpoint which you, from the recruiting process when I worked at Penn State. Are there any similarities to the evaluation processes, right? Because, like, in high school, you're kind of stressed out trying to get your foot in the door and onto a team. And now you're kind of going through the same evaluation process going to the NFL. Are there any similarities or differences?
I mean, for me, like how you talked about earlier, like, my size is, like, always a big question. So, you know, when I talk to teams and stuff, that's probably the biggest thing they bring up. Like, you're just a little smaller on the spectrum and stuff like that. But as far as, like, everything else, I think there's definitely a lot of similarities as far as, you know, it just feel like you're going through that recruiting process again. It's just like you got teams just reaching out to you. You know, you don't know. It's just the unknown, like the world of the unknown. You're just talking to everybody. It's the same stories over and over again. So there's definitely a lot of similarities.
No, most definitely. Now, going into the pre-draft training process, how confident were you, like, with the test coming up, maybe the 225 test or even the 40? Because, like, I mean, I was joking around with some people around here in Pittsburgh. They was like, yo, you see, Day-Day ran 4.39. I was like, man, if I would have went to the combine, I would have probably lost money because I would have bet that you would have ran faster. I would have probably, like, you know, I think they would have ran, like, 4.30, 4.29, something like that. But 4.38 is extremely fast. It was a joke. It's just an inside thing amongst fast guys. But with that, like, how confident were you going into the combine or just, like, the training aspect?
It's funny you say that. Like, the night before the combine, one of my closest friends, he actually texted me, like, yeah, go do your thing today. I responded, like, I'm about to shock the world. So, like, I was definitely confident in my abilities as far as, like, I knew I was, like, one of the freakish athletes. Like, even at Penn State, I had one of the top verticals. It was the top with speed, top shuttle. So, like, I was, you know, I didn't have no stress really going into the combine.
We here at State of State are so excited to have a brand new sponsor. The Cut app is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in over 40 states. Cut has customizable odds tracking capabilities and an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. For me, I love live in-game betting, whether it's with my friends hanging out on the couch, having a few drinks, seeing how the game plays out, or if it's doing it from a distance. I have friends who live out of state. We love to give each other flack as a game is going on, texting each other back and forth. Cut gives me the ability to do that in real time. And especially with college basketball season going on, this is one of the most fun times to be doing something like this. And especially next month, March, when things really get chaotic. Use our promo code BELIEVEPENNSTATE, that's B-L-E-A-V, Penn State, for a 10% welcome deposit bonus, and check out the link in the description of this podcast. Don't forget, the promo code BELIEVEPENNSTATE, that's B-L-E-A-V, Penn State, for a 10% welcome deposit bonus. Cut. Put your money where your mouth is. State of State is a proud supporter of Blue White Outfitters. Blue White Outfitters was created as a retail shop meant to highlight the confidence, competitiveness, and fearlessness of the elite athletes found throughout the history of Penn State University. Check out their Lockdown U and Lawn Boys merchandise today. All sales from Blue White Outfitters directly benefit Penn State student athletes. Visit www.bluewhiteoutfitters.com today.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That was definitely. Could you sense, like, other players that you were dealing with that, like, maybe weren't as prepared, or just like how the nerves of just the testing in general at the combine got to them, and like how you felt confident? Because like when you see it, when your competitors, like, all right, we're about to go through this test, I'm cool as ice, and these guys are like counting steps, these guys are doing this, did it make you even feel more like, yeah, I'm supposed to be here, like these dudes ain't ready?
Yeah, definitely. You know, yeah. Definitely. When you out there, you know, just seeing the people that you competing with, and you know, you kind of see their some areas they lack, and it definitely makes you a little bit more confident. But just as far as, you know, just working out with people, you know, a lot of people are stressed about the 40. Like, that's one of the biggest things, like 40. And for me, I'm a faster guy, so I'm worried about, like, the drills. Like, I'm really worried about back cuddling and breaking, stuff I've been doing my whole life. But, right, you know, it's just, right. It is what it is.
That's a great point too, man. Like when you have the speed in the bag, you start working on the things that help you stay in the league, right? Or just help you get on the field once you get there, because there's still that aspect of this SAT 40 test or the combine, however you want to look at those check marks that you have to go through. So like going into another piece, we talk about playing that nickel position, which I think is outside of middle linebacker or safety, man, you've got to be the smartest guy on the field. Like you said, you got to check for the running back. You got to check for formations across the field, not just one side as a corner, but you have to see what's going on all over. You have to tackle the big guys in the open field. Mm-hmm. How has playing nickel for a defensive coordinator like a Manny Diaz and a corners coach like my pops, Coach Terry Smith, how do you feel like that has helped you prepare for the NFL? Just to give another context to it, because like when I was leaving Penn State, we played a lot of single high, and I took like a crash course on football when I got to the NFL from like Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, and like really like became like I felt like a master at football. But I feel like you got an inkling of that in college, and now you're going into that with your in your tool belt. How do you feel like prepared was?
You know, like as far as like everything, I feel like Penn State is like one of the top programs when it comes to getting guys NFL ready. Like I went to the East West game, you know, we got like a little new playbook and stuff, like a couple plays, but you know, I picked it up really easy. Like some of the stuff transferred over from Penn State. As far as Coach T, you know, he's one of the best coaches in the game. That's my guy. I love him. You know, he's a great coach. He definitely is hard on his guys, but he definitely gets us ready. And as far as like coming into college, you know, we had Brent Pratt first, so like he had a different type of defensive system than Coach Manny, which also helped me because like Coach Pratt was more so conservative, you know, a lot of drops in coverage and stuff, where Coach Manny was more so attack, a lot of blitzes, a lot of man. So just all those things just, you know, kind of helped me just prepare for the NFL.
No, that's a great point, man, because like I mean, you play that nickel position, you play it in just a very natural way as a like as a college defensive back, right? Because like to be like a dynamic nickel and returning punts, which I'm happy that we finally seen, because like I talk about his recruiting process, the thing about that was like, yeah, he was getting the pill, he was going to the crib, whether it was a punt return, interception, receiving. So always was a fan of him having the ball in his hands. Where was that move to finally getting the nod to be like, all right, Dave, we need you back on punt return?
You know, it was just 1 week going before the Ohio State game, Coach Franklin just wanted more explosiveness on the special team side of the ball. So, you know, I was always the backup going into the season. But, like, you know, we had, like, a little competition in the offseason with me and Kanan Saunders. We had, like, similar catch percentages and stuff. But I was probably, like, 1% or 2% off. So he went with the guy who was more, like, you know, consistent catching the ball. And also, you know, he's an offensive guy, and those guys work on ball security a lot more than us defensive guys, which was like a big thing on his philosophy and returner. So just going to that week, you know, he just he told me I was going to get a couple returns to see if I had some. I caught the first one, went to the house. So.
That's how you make your opportunity count.
I was definitely in his ear from freshman year up till then, trying to get back there. But you know, we had some guys back there like KJ and Han. So I couldn't be too mad.
That's true. That's true. I love to see him make that nod, because I mean I've been there. I know his philosophy with DBs returning punts. So when I saw him push you back, I was like, either he's doing something in practice or James is desperate, because you don't like them DBs back.
Definitely don't.
Looking at the present Penn State football team, projecting ahead into what they have ahead of them in 2024, a lot of changes, three different coordinators, obviously, but the remainder of Lockdown U that's going to move forward, is there anybody in particular that you think Penn State fans should be keeping an eye out for? There's a lot of competition.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a lot of competition. As far as the whole back end, you know, we got guys like KJ Winston, we got Jay Reed, we got Zaki Wheatley. A big guy I'm big on right now at the corner position is Zion Tracy. I feel like he got a lot of traits, almost like Joey Porter. He's a little smaller though, but he got some longer arms, so that's one guy to watch out. Cam Miller, he's an extreme hard worker. He's a great footwork. So we got some competition in the room. We also got two transfers. I didn't really get to see too much on them, but some good competition for sure.
Yeah, I was curious about that. AJ Harris from Georgia, Jalen Kimber from Florida, but we'll see how they filter in. Spring ball just started this week, so are you relieved to not be doing anything for spring ball, or do you kind of miss it?
You know, I'm definitely going to miss it since I'm around here. So I'm probably going, you know, get to a couple practices and stuff just to see what guys got going on. You know, I'm a football guy, so I just love to be around it. So
I get it. In regard to the program as a whole, one of the biggest stories this week was some moves in NFL free agency for Penn State players. Mike Gesicki, tight end, winds up with the Bengals. Yetur Gross-Matos, defensive end, winds up with the 49ers. And Penn State legend Saquon Barkley is a Philadelphia Eagle. And it was particularly important to Penn State fans to see a guy who's a Penn State guy, a Pennsylvania guy, now playing for a Pennsylvania team. You're a Pittsburgh guy, a Pennsylvania guy. Seeing those moves for former Penn Staters, Saquon specifically is a Pennsylvania guy. What did that mean to you, seeing those guys have success like that, get the contracts they have, get the opportunities that they've had?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's just I'm really happy for those guys, especially the guys I play with, like Yetur. You know, I know his story. I know it means a lot to him to see how far he's came. So I'm definitely happy for all those guys.
In terms of your preparation now for the NFL draft, I imagine you'd be happy with any team that drafts you at this point in time. How are you keeping your head on straight, so to speak? What's your support system like?
You know, one of my biggest supporters is my mom. Like, she's my rock and she's my everything. You know, we've been through thick and thin together. So, like, you know, she barely knows football for us. I just call her.
Really?
Yeah, she's not a real big football mom. So she's just there. She watched the game, but she don't really know what's going on. So I just, you know, I fill her in on the stuff. She'd be asking a lot of questions, and I just talk to her almost about anything when it comes to this process.
Well, the draft's in April. Mother's Day is right after that in May, so you can take care of mom.
I'll give her a real nice gift.
So it's something we were talking about just kind of in jest coming on here, Daquan, but you shaved the dreads. Now, I thought, as a layperson, I'm like, oh, maybe he did it ahead of the combine so he could run a 4.38. That would make some sense. But you were saying that there was a personal meaning to you to do it. Yeah. So what was your thought process?
Yeah, you know, just coming into college, I started my dread journey. I just told myself, like, when I get done with college, because I had, like, the size faded, and I wanted a full head. So I told myself, like, once college is over, you know, once it's time to transition out to the NFL or, you know, to real life, I was just going to, you know, start it over. So, I mean, that starting over process.
Very cool. Meanwhile, Justin, the second you got out of Penn State, you were like, I can grow my hair out. This is great.
Hey, it's funny. It was exactly like that. Because I tried to grow it while I was at Penn State.
Joe, you see some... Joe required the buzz cut, right?
Yeah.
He did require it. But, like, if you know the history, me and Derek kind of bend the rules a little bit. But, like, with that, like, I let my hair. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I let my hair grow out. But it was like a compromise. Like, I got fine hair or whatever. So I couldn't wear anything underneath my helmet, Day-Day. So he's like, yeah, you can wear it out, but you can't wear like a do-rag or any type of stocking cap. So you figure, get your hair twisted on a Sunday, it's out Monday after practice.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't do this. So you end up cutting it. But that's why you see a lot of players, they do end up growing it out after they leave. It's like, hey, let's get some love. But
what is the combine like? Because it seems like there's a lot of odd questions that are asked by the media, and there's all the physical, you know, it's like they're measuring your wingspan, they're checking your weight, they're asking all these, you know, history questions and stuff like that. It seems like a lot.
Yeah, definitely. It's a mental battle, though, being there for 5 days. First day I got there around, like, I want to say like 12 p.m., 12 in the afternoon, and I didn't go to sleep till 1:30. And I had to get up at 6:30, 7 o'clock next day, because, you know, you got all those meetings, you got medical. You got to meet interviews with the coaches, and then you got to still get your training in to prepare for your run and workout on Friday. So it was definitely a lot mentally, but, you know, I'm happy it's over, honestly.
What time did you end up running your 40?
I want to say 3 o'clock, and that day I was up at like 7 in the morning. We got to the field like 1 o'clock, so we was like down there for 2 hours and stuff. Then we finally got to the 40 event, and then I want to say we was doing another on the field for another good 3-4 hours.
That's the one thing that people don't realize about the combine is, like, from the team's perspective, they're literally trying to take any predictability out of your routine to see how you perform, like, tired, uncomfortable. I ran my 40, like, I ran 4:31. It was like 7:40 in the morning. Like, I remember,
God.
Yeah. So I was like that first group, and they used to do it a little different, but, man, we was on the field. I'm like, warming up, I'm like, yo, 7:15, like, and, like, people don't know it because they record it and then they show it a little bit later depending on the group that you're in. I remember thinking like they throw that completely off. Is there anything that you're looking forward to from a playing standpoint once you get into the NFL?
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to try to, you know, get that returner spot, you know, help out on special teams. And I also want to make my name known on defense. So those are my two goals just going into the league. You know, I know I'm probably going to have to be in not a higher guy in the draft process. I know I'm probably going to have to make a name on special teams, but ultimately I'm going to try to earn a spot on defense.
No, that's a great piece. When it comes to playing nickel in the league, I mean, obviously you have to cover, like you said, the shiftiest guys on offense. They got two-way goes all over the field. They can run motion, all that good stuff. But one thing that's never really talked about is the blitzing ability. Do you have a plan for when it comes to like coordinators asking you to blitz at the next level, defeating offensive linemen, whether it's a size deficiency thing or whatever the case may be, but hitting blitzes at a timing rate? Like, how do you view yourself or your ability as a blitzing defensive back?
No, I feel like, you know, I could blitz very well. As far as like, you know, just my overall process, you know, I try to like almost treat it like basketball, like almost like hit a lineman with a crossover or like, you know, quick little blow pass. So being a smaller guy, I'm typically a speed guy, but I know in Coach Manny's defense, I had sometimes with tackle step out, I got across face. That's why I say I treat it like basketball a little bit. I try to just get him to open up wider so I can just cross his face and things of that nature.
Nah, that's definitely it. If I can give you any points, just like lose that shoulder, bro. Don't let any of those dudes grab that shoulder. You do not want to go for those rough rides.
Yeah, my size, they get a hand on me, it's over.
Your size, my size, everybody's size, those is mutants up there, man. Nah, that's love, though. That's awesome. That's awesome. So when you think about, I mean, like OTAs after you get drafted, that whole piece, and like now you're into the NFL, is there anything that you are ever looking forward to? Like, I mean, just thinking back to years like a high school kid, you're like, all right, when I get to the NFL, when I get this paycheck, this is the first thing I'm going to buy. Like, you know what that's going to be yet?
Nah, not necessarily. I'm probably going to look out for moms. I really don't got no schedule plan. Like, you know, I'm going to get this when I first get the check. So I really don't know yet. I'm going to take it in my sweet old time with my first big purchase.
Taking care of mom's a good one. That's a great story.
That is a good one. I mean, I used to be in study. If you looked at my computer at the Lash building, it had like a Range Rover site, Range Rover Ferrari site, Range Rover Ferrari site. Like all the way down, I probably created like 300 of them.
Dude, Landon Dickerson from the Eagles has got 50 mil, and he's like, I'm going to buy a lawnmower. Priorities.
One time. My thing is enjoy the process, bro. Like whatever happens on the draft day, do not let any emotions get in the way. This is your moment. Fully take advantage of it. That's the one regret I have in my career. It's like being upset that I slid in the draft, right? Supposed to go for a second round, slid out to the fourth. And in that time, you kind of lose track of what you're actually up against. And then like that moment comes and goes, right? Like I don't really have too many pictures from my draft day. Like I had a chip on my shoulder. I was angry. And like, I look back and once I worked in the business, I understand the magnitude of the draft. It's like, I didn't even understand the magnitude of it until later, right? When I start working in the business, understanding how many players don't get in the door, and it's like 1,000 get in, but only 200 get drafted. It's like, oh man, that's a huge blessing. So whatever happens moving forward, enjoy the moment. You earned it. And, you know, have fun with it.
For sure, for sure.
What are you gonna miss the most about State College? You're still living in State College right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna definitely miss just being around the locker room, the guys. As far as the town. You know, just the atmosphere, like the football games and things like that.
I get that. In terms of looking ahead to the National Football League, just the amount of stuff happening in free agency right now, Justin, is really, it's blowing my mind. Like, honestly, the amount of headlines in the last couple of days, does it seem like it's more than ever? Like the movement is more than ever right now? It's a little bizarre.
When you got a larger salary cap, right? You got a larger salary cap. You have different approaches on team building. Teams aren't beholden to rookie contracts as long anymore, so you can dump guys and reinvest more money elsewhere. And so I think that's what we're seeing go across the board. I mean, like, same thing essentially in college sports. We talk about the transfer portal, NIL, things moving around, teams having more leverage or opportunities to get players, and that's
I mean, it's cool that guys coming out of college get to experience a little bit, like Day-Day saying, with the salary thing. Because, like, that's something that you have to live with when you get to the NFL. Everybody's working the same amount of time, but your check might say $30,000. But the guy right next to you, his check might say $800,000. You're working the same amount of hours. You have to live and deal with it. So it's like bringing reality in the business to the athletes and to the talent much earlier, to the point where, I mean, I'm dealing with high school kids that are signing card deals, right? Like a Pete Gonzalez going to Penn State, like, and it's actually happening in high school. So, like, the introduction to the business, I think, is a positive. It just has to be managed the right way. So when these guys get to the NFL, like a Day-Day, he's fully ready to hit the ground running, and, you know, not having to go through any of the developmental curves or growth curves that we all do. I mean, there's one that's just there, is being in the NFL is like living in a different universe, but you'll learn those as it comes along.
Daquan, for you, following along with all the free agency stuff, like, for me, every time I open up like X, I'm just like, oh, this guy's there now. It's crazy.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's kind of hard for me because, like, you know, I'm going through this process and stuff. Hopefully I get picked by a team when the time comes. But now I'm still trying to be a Steelers fan. And, like, I see these things, I'm like, dang, man, I hope they don't get me. I don't know if I can be a fan. Or like
that. Hey, that's real. Hey, because look, you've been in the league. You see your girl wear, like, what, you got a Steelers? I ain't from Pittsburgh anymore. They don't pay the bills around here, man. I'm a Steelers fan again. Now that I'm like, all right, I like the Steelers again. But it's a great time to talk about free agency and even your position going into the league. This is a great time to go into the NFL as a punt return specialist and a dynamic nickelback, right? When you talk about the evolution of the offenses and how they're continuing to move, that dynamic third cornerback is a prime position to where it's considered a starter. So I think even entering the NFL from a contextual standpoint, you're in a nice sweet spot. So
it should be good.
Looking at this Penn State football team going into 2024, obviously you're going to be supporting them from afar. You gave us a little insight on Lockdown U, the defensive backs, but is there anybody on the offensive side of the ball that you think maybe the outside world is sleeping on that maybe they're going to have a breakout 2024?
I think one of the guys that come to mind is Trey Wallace. You know, he's been hurt a little bit last year. He didn't really get too much time, but in practice, I tell you, man, he's explosive. He's fast, great routes, good hands. Can jump, so he's one of those breakout guys I got coming for this season.
In terms of tight ends, we all know what Tyler Warren can do, but outside of Warren, what other tight ends do you really like their game, or you probably had to deal with them on a regular basis?
I really like Khalil Dinkins. He's a Pittsburgh guy. You know, he got strong hands. He's a great blocker. So I feel like this would be another good year for him as well.
Daquan, we sincerely appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck with everything you've got going on between now and the NFL draft. Stay healthy, stay safe, take care of your family, all those good things. But we really, really appreciate your time, man.
Godspeed, my brother.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys having me.
Thank you all so much for joining us. This episode and our entire library of shows is available now on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Also, let us know what you think of the show on social media and check out all of our content on X, Instagram, and TikTok. Search for the handle at State of State Pod. State of State is presented by Bet Online and by Blue White Outfitters.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.